Okay, we're getting a new sugya. We spent a little bit of time talking about Kedusha Kesef, a little bit of time talking about Kedusha Bia. So we're going to go back now to Kedusha Shtar. So the Gemara at the very, very top of Hamad Aleph raises the question, Uminayish Apishtar, what is the source for the halacha that appears in the Mishnah that a woman can be Mekudesh with a shtar? So says the Gemara Dinu, to Kalva Chaymer, Uma Kesef She'ein Moitzi Machnes. Kesef does not have the ability to get a woman to go out. Maybe it doesn't have the ability to divorce a woman. So machnes and afa pichein, it does have the ability to be koinah, to be mekadeshar. That we already know based on other psukim. Shtar shemotzi shtar, which is a more powerful form of a kinyan. It's a get. It enables a woman to be koinah herself. And odin shemachnes, so kavo chomer, it should work in order to serve as kedushin. So the using an interesting parallel between the ability to be koinah, the ability to be machna, the idea being is that we're trying just to highlight which is the more effective kinyan. And based on the Kavach Homer, it's pointing in the direction that shtar, in fact, is more powerful. Says the Gemara, not so simple. Malik kesef, shekein paydu behekta shemaisa sheni. Tom b'shtar, shein paydu behekta shemaisa sheni. No. Kesef has something that shtar doesn't have. So that uproots the Kavach Homer. What does kesef have? Kesef can be used to be paid the hektesh, a pasuk in Chumash. Kesef can be used to be paid the Maaseh Sheni, also a pasuk in Chumash. Whereas a shtar cannot be used to be paid the hektesh nor Maaseh Sheni. The chsiv and asa the kesef akam lo, as the pasuk says explicitly, the pasuk that doesn't exist, but asa kesef akam lo is a shortened version, it's a paraphrase of v'nasa kesef erkechah lo akam lo. So the Gemara just quickly threw out v'nasa kesef akam lo. But the Torah does speak about kesef in the parasha of Pidyon hektesh and the other parasha of Mechkosai. And this teaches us that shtar would not be an effective way of being paid the hektesh. So therefore, the Kavach Homer basically ceases to exist. So what is the Mokah for Kedusha Shtar? The famous comparison, Makash Avay L'Yitziyah. It's two dinim appears in the same pasuk that's called the Hekesh. So Ma Yitziyah B'Shtar, just as a woman goes out with the Shtar, as it says explicitly, V'chosav Asim V'Kvistaf Avayinam B'Shtar, so to Kedusha, she goes in with the Shtar as well. So ultimately, the source for Kedusha Shtar is a Hekesh. But in passing, the Gemara had this potential, this Havamina, maybe we could derive it from a Kavach Homer. The Kavach Homer would have been good, we would have been happy with that. But the Maaseh Kavach Homer failed us. And what forced us to disregard the Kavach Homer? These three halachas, that Kesef can be used to Pidyon Hekdesh and the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, whereas Shtar cannot. So Ad Kan Divrei Gemara. So our entire sugya now is going to revolve around one observation of the Rashba in the sugya. The Rashba is addressing what was that phantom shtar out there. We were talking about a shtar that would be good for, a shtar that would not be good for Pidyon Kesef or Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. That everything's hinging upon that. Kesef yeah, shtar nisht. What is that shtar? So Rashi, before we can see the Rashba, because the Rashba is arguing on Rashi, Rashi explains at the very top of Hamad Aleph, what was that shtar that wouldn't work? Im kosav legizbar shtar al most pidyon hekdesh, ein hekdesh apodui, debina benasa kes bekamlon. Says Rashi is looking for the phantom case. What would the shtar have looked like? The shtar that's not effective, what would it have looked like? Simply, a person takes a piece of paper, writes an IOU to the gizbar, to the treasurer of the Beis Hamikdash, and says, that item of Hekdesh, that piece of furniture that somebody's machdesh in the Beis Hamikdash, looks it's worth about $500. I owe Hekdesh $500. Or Maaseh Sheni, guy wants to be paid to his grapes, he doesn't have any coins, he writes it, I owe Maaseh Sheni $100. So, al zeh ne'mar shtar ein paid to Hekdesh in Maaseh Sheni. That's the case of the phantom shtar, the IOU note. So comes the Rashba, I sent it to the member, comes the Rashba, has a lot of trouble with Rashi's tzio, with Rashi's illustration. So comes the Rashba and says, Hamad Aleph, the bottom of the first of the pages of the Rashba, Malik Kesef came by back to Maaseh Sheni, aval shtar ain't po de mehekdeshes. Pirush Rashi's al. Im kosav shtar omos ain't hekdesh po de mehekdeshes. Even as the Kesef come low. Says the Rashba, the ain't a mechuvar. I don't think that's the right case, says the Rashba. That's the wrong illustration. The bechi ha-gavna, let's not forget, we're trying to see, ultimately, can shtar work for kedushin? So we're tossing around the pros and cons of shtar. Shtar works for gerushin, doesn't work for hektesh and maaseh sheni, should it work for kedushin, but back and forth. So says the Rashba, the word shtar, the three-letter word shtar, has to mean the same thing in all scenarios. So whatever you thought shtar means in the sugya of the aspect of the sugya of ain praying the Mechter Mezzi Sheni, that has to ultimately be a type of a shtar that will work for Kedushin. That's the premise of the Rashba's Kasha on Rashi. So says the Rashba to Rashi, be very, very careful. Any case that you illustrate of shtar, we're going to hold it against you. Because at the end of the day, that type of a shtar better be effective to be Mekash Yadisha with. So I never understood this Rashba. I still don't understand the Rashba. Just in terms of the text of the Gemara. That's what shtar meant there. But ultimately, when it comes to Kedushin, what does shtar mean? You write a piece of paper. Why did the Rashba think that the shakavitari of the word shtar had to be identical? So I was reading this Rashba. I was thinking to myself, where did the Rashba see the premise that which is this that premise of the Rashba is going to impact the entire sugya? Where do you see textually? I'm not asking halachically in the Rashba. Where do you see textually that in the Gemara? So I went back to my notes when I said Shira in the first breath of Kedushin. This goes back in Yeshiva about, I don't know, 8-9 years ago or so. And I went back to the sugya, I went to look at the guy who wrote up the notes, rewrote the shiurim over. He typed them up and sent me, and I see the Rashba quoted, and I see a little footnote on the bottom that says, "Hiniach Rebbe b'tzorach iyun, eich me'efo holzi ha-Rashba b'kudu zu me'asugya." Nothing's happened in the last 8 years. I didn't remember that I left in the tzorach. I was so proud of myself, I thought of a new kasha, as b'chavit to my own tzorach iyun from 8 years ago. So I haven't made any progress in the sugya since then. I'm not sure. We're going to take the Rashba textual word for it. So now the Rashba continues, based on this assumption. Says the Rashba, if you would try to be with Kaddish and Isha with such a shtar, imagine the following. A guy standing under the chuppah, and the Masech Kedushin says, Where's the ring? I forgot the ring. So the guy says, no problem. Let me take out an IOU. Takes out a piece of paper, and he writes to this guy, I owe you $100. And he says, I ran with Kaddish and Isha with this $100 IOU that I'm giving you. You know what the Rashba says? Says the Rashba, it's not going to work. That will not be an effective Kedushin.
Would it work
with Kesef? Oh! So the Rashba is saying, no. The answer to that question is, this will be Einam Kedushas, cloud and cloud. You know why, says the Rashba? That's not called Kesef. Kesef means, I gave you a dollar. Kesef means, I gave you Shava Kesef. An obligation that I hereby obligated myself that I'm going to give you $100 when I give you the $100, you'll be Mekudeshes right now. So, Eidim Mekudeshes. That's not, forget about that being called a shtar. That's a nothing. That's a non starter in the realm of Kedushin. Now, again, I still don't know why the Rashba got all tensed about this textually, but I'm much more interested now in the halachic assumption of the Rashba. Says the Rashba, Psach Halach Lamai, says the Rashba, that's not called Kedushin. Why not? What's the Svara? So I have to look every word carefully in the Rashba. The mana ain kan, ushtar ain kan. Because $100, the mana means $100 isn't here. That's exactly the problem. The guy forgot to bring $100 ring. All he has is the shtar. So the Rashba, if $100 isn't here, then the shtar isn't there either. Sharei is up the Rashba. Ainam kacha b'shtar. He doesn't want to be kasha. If he would just write a piece of paper, Rabbi Kadesh, thinking it was a shtar, would work. But he's not trying to do that. He realizes that he goofed. He forgot the ring. Which woman wants to be Kadesh? But shtar was not going to get anything. She really wants the ring, so he's giving her the IOU. Says the Rashi, we're not going to work. Shere ena b'kashu b'shtar, el b'mona, u'mona einenu kan. U'ba inan gigahish kleme b'kesef. So the Rashi, what you gave to her is not halachic kesef. An IOU is not tantamount to kesef. Adkan Divrei Rashba. How did the Rashba know that to be true? So, in passing, he threw a phrase at us. He said a very, like, very poetic phrase. The mana ain kan, ushtar ain kan. So our wheels are starting to turn. Wait a second. We've seen that phrase sometime before. Not us in this group, but if you learned the first part of Kedushin, so you may have bumped into it. Not that exact phrase, but a very, very similar phrase. The Rashba is hoping that you jumped ahead a little bit to Daf Ches, and you understand what he meant with that little bit of poetic phrase, Mana Einkan, Shtar Einkan. So let's take a look a moment, and it's clear what the Rashba had in mind. Take a look at the Daf Ches of an Aleph. Bottom line of Chesed B'Alef. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar La, a man says to a woman, he's casually be money. You should be with Kodeshes to be with the money, with this $100. The only problem is he doesn't have $100. V'idiach l'mashkan aleha. Is all going on under the chuppah, mind you. Hopefully, they turned off the microphone. So he says there under the chuppah, I'm supposed to give you $100. I can't find the money right now, a little low on cash, but I'm going to give you a mashkan. So he's a real tzaddik. He takes off the chassan's watch. takes the watch off and he says, listen, I'm giving you this watch. I'm not giving you two betorahs. Kesef. If you were kosher with kesef, it would work. It should be kesef. He says, I'm not giving you kesef. I'm going to give you $100. I promise you, I'm going to give you $100. Next week, I'm going to get money. I'll get paid from the Comex, but I'm going to give you $100. Now, don't worry about it. But right now, I want to be married to you now. I don't have $100. No one was smart enough to think of writing a shtar. He gives her a mashkon for the $100. I'm meshuvah to give you $100. Here's the mashkon. Here's the collateral for this chayv of $100. You know what Rav Nachman says? Ein mekudeshes. You know why she's not mekudeshes? You look at the chesed beis. Gemara turns the page and says, you know why? Mana ain't can, mashkan ain't can. The $100 isn't here. The mashkan isn't here either. And therefore she's ein mekudeshes. That phrase, mana ain't can, mashkan ain't can, is obviously with the Rashi that in mind. He just changed the word. He said, mana ain't can, shtar ain't can. The same way the Gemara says in Kedushin of Chesed Bebeis that she's not Mekudeshes because the money wasn't given. Some of the mashkon doesn't work either. Who a dinami, the shtar is not going to work because the money isn't there, the shtar isn't there either. Adkan, Raya number one of the Rashba. So we have to analyze this Rashba. Do we really understand what the Rashba is saying? The Rashba is extrapolating from Kedushin of Ches to Kedushin of Ei. But we can't extrapolate until we understand what was really going on in the Ches. So forget about the Rashba for now. Forget about it. Why does this work? What is wrong with this Kedushin in the family? We never heard of a mashkon. But there's no principle of mashkon in Halacha. I know that I lend you $1,000, take a mashkon. Mashkon means something in Halacha. Achayv kana mashkon, not kana mashkon, shasavot. There is a concept of a mashkon in Halacha. So why somehow doesn't that work over here? What is the chisar? What is the deficiency at the Ches? If we understand that, then we can begin to understand what's going on in the family. So we're going to say it a second. So there's a major machlekes rishonim. What is going on? What is deficient about this mashkan? Why can't this mashkan serve as a kedushin? So I'm going to push the question back for a moment. He stands under the chuppah and he says, a rabbi kodesh should sleep with $100. Small technically doesn't have $100. He says, you know what? I don't have $100. Here's the collateral. Here's the watch. He gives her the watch. She's holding on to the watch. I just have one shayla. I couldn't care less whether they're married or not. I want to know, does he owe her $100 or not? Does she have a tentara against him for $100? Let's say in a week from now, he says, I can't scratch her, I can't put $100. Can she keep that mashkon? So, of course she can. It's a mashkon, can you? Let's say I borrow $1,000 from you, and I give you a mashkon, and at the end of the day, I say, listen, I'm broke, I don't have the money, so you take the mashkon, that's what mashkon is. So the Chora, something happened when I gave her that mashka. Something was effective when I gave her that mashka. So why is it not Mekudeshes? Because the answer is, it's not a Kinyan Kesef. It's a mashka. Kinyan Kesef means I'm giving you something for keeps. I'm giving you something you want to call a Kesef. Whatever terminology you want to use, Kesef means I'm giving you something that's going to be yours the Gamra here. I'm giving you a mashkon, which is mishabing me to give you the $100, and if at the end of the day I don't give you the $100, you're going to take the mashkon, the kalahama, it's all nice. But Tavis, I haven't given you $100 yet. I didn't give you kesef yet. So the Chora, what the Gemara is saying, is that in the Kodeshes, not because in Cheshen Mishpat this is not effective, it's very effective. It's halachically a mashkon. It's nikra on this watch, a shame mashkon. But a mashkon, Mishir Samashkon, is nishkit, didn't kesef. That's one way of learning Shabbos Gemara. What's another way of living, Rabbi Say?
There's no status.
This is a meaningless application of the principle of mashkon. Mashkon means when I borrow $100 from you, so there's a parasha mashkon. Here, there's nothing here. It didn't do anything. This is a mashkon. This is Dvarim Ba'alma. I say to you, imagine I walk up to you as follows. I walk up to you and I say, I never met you before. I'd like to give you a mashkon. I'm giving you my watch as a mashkon. And then I come back an hour later and say, I'd like a bath. You say, no, you can't have a bath, it's a mashkon. This is nonsense. It's a non-halachic term. So it's a major machlokes we shared with that ches about wherein lies the deficiency. Why is she eino kedushas? Is she eino kedushas, to put it to our lingo, is she eino kedushas because something's misgenev in her ezer? It means in terms of cheshem mishpat amashkim is tayfes, but the din of kedushin require more than just the nesis amashka. They require the nesis kesef. So there's something that's felt in Evan Ezer. Or no, the deficiency is the Chesh Mishpat, because nothing happened. So my Nefkamina, Lechara, Nefkamina. Nobody would argue that, at least nobody should argue, that I write a document saying that I'm hereby obligating myself to give you $100. That's binding. That's a binding document. Assuming that I mean it seriously, that's not assuming the ending subis, do I really mean it? Not mean, but Lemaisa is a concept of mishabing yourself with a shtar. There are many mishabim saying, mishabing yourself even with words alone, you may not even need a shtar, but a shtar is zichra way of being mishabing yourself. So if you hold the first pshat as to why mashkin is no good, it's not because the mashkin wasn't binding. It is binding. V'yafa b'chein, it's still not chav kedushin, because kesef kedushin needs more than just the creation of a shibud, it needs that it's seen as kesef mamish. So the same way that a mashkel was effective in Cheshit Mishpat, but falls short in Evan Ezer, and the Sinas Ashtar also, an IOU, is effective in Cheshit Mishpat, but falls short in Evan Ezer. Whereas if you say the second beer in Kedushin Nefches, that the reason why Ein Mekudesh is because in Cheshit Mishpat it didn't add up, nothing happened, it was just Dvar B'Alma, so that's why it wouldn't apply by Ashtar. By Ashtar, it's not Dvar B'Alma, Ashtar really is. So the fact that the Rashba took Rashi to task and said, no, that cannot be the tsura of shtar that appears in Nefeh, because for textual reason, the Rashba thought that whatever shtar means at any stage in the sugya must ultimately work for kedushin. Says the Rashba, you give him kashdish with an IOU. How did the Rashba know it? Mana einkan, mashkan einkan, mana einkan, shtar einkan. So this only makes sense because the Rashba, the shitasai, learned the sugya like the Rabban, because Rabbein learned that the deficiency in the Ches is not deficiency in Cheshim Mishma, it's a deficiency in Evan Ezer, and that deficiency carries over from Ashka to Shtar. Those who disagree in the Ches would disagree with the Rashba here. So first of all, but the Rashba goes on. The Rashba is going to bring another Raya. Rashba is going to bring a Raya Bura that an IOU just doesn't do the trick. So that's the Rashba in the second line. It's a sugya that appears in the 8th parak of Becheres. That means it also appears towards the end of Maseches Ksubis. Identical sugya as follows. Kosev lo lekoen, shu chayev lo heisloim, chayev lite lo heisloim, ubno enopodui. A guy comes on the 31st day to the Kohen. It's a beautiful scene. You got the babies on the silver tray. You got the jewelry, the garlic, the sugar, the whole nine yards. The coin. One thing, small thing missing. No cash. Father went to wish my head to breast. He ran out of it. No, he's not a flash coming now. He feels very embarrassed. So he whispers to the coin. He says, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I write you a piece of paper. I owe you, Mr. Cohen. I owe you five shekels. Take the IOU for me. So what does the Gemara say? Person writes to the Kohen, Chayav and Eloch Chay Sloim, he's bechoyf to give him the five Sloim. You know why? Because he just wrote, I owe you, Mr. Kohen, five Sloim, he's got to give him five Shekel, he's got to give him that money, he owes the Kohen as a debt. And let's say next week when he gets paid, so come to the Kohen and give him the five Shekel. You know what the Gemara says? Ubno any podui. The Pidya Ben doesn't take effect even then. Why not? He just gave five Shekel to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, V'itma Allah, ma'ulad v'atar v'no podach shite. Minat Torah says, well, of course the Pidya Ben's chah when he gives a five shekel. He gave five shekel to the Kohen. What do you want? Umatam amu in a podig, shloyom pod vishtaris. It's very, very tricky because there's a halacha. Let's say I owe an IOU from somebody. Somebody owes me money. I lent $1,000 to somebody. And I have an IOU saying, I'm allowed to collect that money from somebody. And I go to the Kohen and say, I'm going to give you this IOU. I'm going to transfer ownership. It's worth way more than five shekels, worth $1,000. I'm going to give you ownership with this IOU. And this is my Pidya Ben. Shekin Shon Al Pidya Ben. Mishta said, that's no good. You know why? It's called Ein Gufo Mamon. You can't be paid the Pidya Ben if somebody doesn't have an intrinsic value to it. It has to be worth its weight, so to speak, in gold. That was the whole issue with our coins and our dollars and all checks, all kind of my stuff that we have today. That's why we are very careful. We do Pidya Ben, so we give something that's gufo mamon. We give something that's much worth its weight in silver, whatever that weight is. It's much worth its weight in silver. It's not just representative value. So it comes to Gemara and says that Minat Torah, when you give the five shekel to the Kohen post the IOU from last week, there's no reason the Pidya Ben should be chal. But if we let people do Pidyon HaBen this funny way with IOUs, next thing is going to happen, I'm going to give another third party's IOU, which will talk to be no good in the Torah, and therefore we want to get you away from IOU notes, away from Shtaros and Pidyon HaBen. But Be'ikaron, what's the real din in the Torah? Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the din? So we have the following case. A guy comes to the Kohen and says, I'm sorry, I don't have 5 shekel on me. I owe you, Mr. Kohen, 5 shekel. I give the IOU. What does the Gemara say? The pidyon's not chal. Next week, when I give him the 5 shekel, then the pidyon is chal. So says the Rashba, I want to be medayek on the following, says the Rashba. That interim, that window between when I gave the IOU and when I actually pay him the 5 shekel in cash. What's the din? Aimed upon the, to what degree? Midaraisa. The chiddush of Ula was midaraisa, the pidyon takes place later, but midarabon it doesn't even take place then, but midaraisa, even earlier it doesn't. The almas like the Rashba, feel the vatoy right upon the Yashav. Elchshiyite. Vachinami, ain't mikudeshes, adshiyite. So now the Rashba says, let's go back. It's the same guy. The same guy didn't have the ring under the chuppah. He's writing IOUs to his wife. He's the same guy. He doesn't have 5 shekel for the kohen. He didn't learn the lesson 2 years ago. Now he's writing an IOU to the kohen. So says the Rashba, the same way the IOU to the kohen is garnished. Writing an IOU is not called kesef. It's not called the fdubin kohen shtifta. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, min haTorah. IOU is not called giving 5 shekel. Hudinami, writing an IOU is not called giving kesef for kesef kedushin as well. That was the Rashba's second raya. So Rabbi Yisai, now we have to think about this raya. We have to think about this raya very, very, very carefully. Scrutinize this raya, the Rashba. Rashba's trying to prove to us that writing an IOU to somebody is not called an asinus kesef. Ein kedushin toisin. It's not a kedushin midaraisa. That's not kesef means giving cash, giving shavu kesef. Writing an IOU is not worth the paper it's written on. That's not called a kedushin kesef. Just as it's not called an asinus kesef for Pidyon HaBen. Anyone want to take this Rashba to task? Anyone have a kasha in this Rashba? The Rashba is extrapolating from Pidyon HaBen to Kedushin. It's a pill on the Rashba. So where can you go with the Rashba? It could be that writing an IOU is called kesef. You know why? It's a shibud. I created a shibud. I owe you the money. I'm giving you this item called a shibud. Why is it not called kesef? Why is it any less kesef than a ring? It's worth. It's worth its weight. It's worth a lot. People pay a lot for a shibud. You know why it's no good for Pidyon HaBen? What's the kesef of Pidyon HaBen? It's a what? It's not a what? It's a gevalik din kesef. A shibud is a gevalik din kesef. Except it's what? 3 words, everybody say. Say gufamamam. The reason why it doesn't work is because it's not tangible. I'll give you a mushroom. We said just a minute ago, somebody owes me $1,000. I got this promissory note against Ruby for $1,000. I go over to the client and say, here's the note. I want my kid to be puddled with this. What's the mission say? Forget it, doesn't work. And go for a moment. I got a promissory note for $1,000 from Ruben. I'm standing under the chuppah, and I say to the Makala, I'm short on cash right now, but I got this promise. It's worth a lot of money, this promissory note. Rebbe Kudesh, what's the din? Mekudesh. Avad Mekudesh. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's Ashtar. I didn't write on a Rebbe Kudesh. It's in the Ferish Gemara, the Abim Zayin, Avad Mekudesh. The only thing is, the Gemara says, there's a little bit of a quirk of maybe she's not so Mekdas because he's going to be Meichel at Kushtar Shema. Very, very technical, irrelevant issues to our point right now. Midaraisa, Belish, and Sofek. If he says that, she says that, everyone agrees, he gave her a promissory note, and it was Mekadisha. They're living happily ever after with a kinyan kesef. It's not Shtar, it doesn't say Reuven, there's nothing on this paper, there's anything. It says Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, that's all it says. That's a din kesef. That's right, so because all those things work for kesef, for kedushin. Because what's the point by kedushin? Kedushin, you need a din kesef, you don't need a din of gufa mamon. There never was a din of gufa mamon. Farish Gemara is not a din of gufa mamon. So Bechlal, you don't say the Rashba. What is the Rashba talking about? The Rashba is saying that just as you can't be paida with a shibud, with the creation of a shibud, that's all there's deal in Bechairis, you can't be paida yabain with the creation of a shibud. Who did not? You can't be mekash nisha with the creation of a shibud. No. The reason why you can't be paid to your son is for a designated reason, for a tangential reason, because it's not called gufa mamon. Whereas by kedushin, you don't need gufa mamon. There's a Pelagodel. It's not my Kasha. Every Achor in the last 100 years, is, probably the last 800 years, but at least the last 100 years, is Baal Mitzvah Kasha and Rasha. What in the world is the Dinyan between the two? But Pidyon Ben has that special klal of requiring Gufa Momen. What's the Bira Dover in this Rashba? So Lechora, the Rashba is working with a tremendous assumption. Rabbi said, this din of Gufa Momen, you require tangible, the example the Mishnah gives to Bechairis that doesn't work for Pidyon Ben is the promissory note, the Shtar Shal Achayim. That's the case. Yesh Lachko, Rabbi say, what defines something as Gufa Momen? And what falls between the cracks and is labeled the Gufa Momen? How do you know when something is Gufa Momen or not? So I'm a very physical kind of guy, and, down to earth kind of a person. I'm going to point to you things on this table that are Gufa Momen. This one, the wife's farm, so she has a price tag, and it took it off. Okay. I could sell this $15. It's worth something on the market. And I can look at it. I can fiddle, I can touch the pages. It's physical. Pages, ink, cover, is a Gufa Momen. There's a bottle of water. I hold the bottle, the water, I can see it, I can feel it, I can taste it. It's a Gufa Momen. This phone, Gufa Momen. I'm going to point to you something that's not Gufa Momen. I can't touch it, I can't feel it. It's O2, there's no emotions to it. I can't touch it, it's air. Anything that is not physically tangible to the human eye, to the human touch, to the human something or other, that's called a goof, that's not called a goof a moment. Is that the pshat?
So I'm sorry I was late.
No, okay.
But isn't this really, what we're really talking about is really shove a kesef?
Well, that's the thing, we're drawing the line, and we're saying that I could be paid in my stomach shove a kesef. If I want to go to the Kohen and give him 5 shekels worth of water, I'll give him 40 water bottles. That's perfectly acceptable. But if I give him a promissory note, that's no good. So what's wrong with the promissory note? Because the promissory note is, what am I giving him exactly? The piece of paper, that's not what I'm using for the... What am I giving him? I'm giving the Kohen those legal rights to be able to collect. So I need some financial people there, okay? Point to me. Can somebody hold on to that other hand? Where is that financial obligation? Where is it? It's a parech ba'avir. It doesn't exist in this world. When I hold on to a piece of paper and I bring it to the court, then I say that now I have the promissory note, I'm going to be able to collect it. But there's nothing tangible here. So is that the problem of ein gufa momen? Tangible versus intangible?
Wouldn't you say that with any loan?
Yeah. That I can't do pidyon ben with a loan. That's right. That's right. If it's not tangible. That's right. But I want to read the...
But isn't that... But are we talking about, though, where that loan is, sort of say, concretized on something? Meaning, I understand it, because when we were learning this in terms of if one was making the IOU to the Kohen, but what about using an IOU...
So that the Mishnah says it's sure no good. The Mishnah says that's worse. The Mishnah says that's for sure ein gufa momen. So the definition is tangible versus intangible. We're going to go off that for a second. But I want to backpedal and say, no, I'm not so sure that's right. Maybe a promissory note is ein gufa momen. You know why? Because it's representing something else. What I'm handing to Kohen is a piece of paper with words, but that's not really what matters. Nobody cares with a piece of paper with words on it. It's only because you can take that piece of paper, bring it to Beis Din, and then walk away with $20,000. So what ultimately makes something angry for a moment is because, not because it's not tangible, but because it is not itself. It's not speaking about itself. It's representing some other entity. So my nafkamina...
Isn't 20 water bottles also representing...
Something? No, 20 water bottles itself is valuable. If you're thirsty, you can drink the water bottles. That's intrinsically... that all Shabbat Kesef is like that. Why is a ring Shabbat Kesef? Because people will buy it. People will spend money on it. And I can point to it. I can see it. It itself is valuable.
So why are we so lacking in Pidyon Ben now to give the 5 silver coins? Why don't we just give cash or whatever?
You can give water bottles, right? You could. There's no reason to give the silver coin. It's just it looks nicer. If you want to log in with a, you know, a case of $1 to give to the coin,
because $20 bill
or not. So bills are tricky because it's a big question. Maybe a $25 bill is also representative value. You know why? Because how much is this piece of paper really worth? It's only worth it's worth because it's a piece of paper with a picture of let's give you Jackson and you link it together, and it's, I don't know why we picked $25, by the way. What was that? I'm just curious. So you have a couple of pieces of paper with some green ink on it. What makes it worth anything? It's worth intrinsically the same as a Confederate $25, except the Confederacy doesn't exist anymore. The United States government exists, so it's going to theoretically back up this money. Even coins, I mean, years ago, coins were worth their weight in gold or silver. They're not worth anything now. They're also just representative. That's why the coins that we use for Pidgin Ben are the real McCoy. They're really worth their weight in silver.
So this sounds crazy, but to apply it today, if instead of using coins, you wouldn't be able to use a credit card, sort of say, right? Because that's, right? Right. That'd be similar to a loan, right?
Right. Well, credit cards are, right. Credit cards are basically loans, right? That's right. Right. So all this stuff is very fun. Again, when you deal with Pidgin HaBen, you have to be very, very careful. It could work for Kinyan Kesef, but it won't work for Gufa Mammon. Let's say LeMarshal all the time. Zell money into somebody else's account. That'll work for Kinyan Kesef. All right. We did it for Bechir Chometz, right? I'll sell you the money. What's the difference whether I take a dollar and I hand it to you or I put a dollar into your account? That's great. But it's not called... It's not called what? It's not called Gufa Mammon. So if I would want to be paid that, I'll tell Mr. Kohn, listen, I don't need money right now. I said, quickly, give me, what's your email? I'll sell you 5 shekel into your account. I don't think that's going to work. That's in lecha, perech ba'avir. It's a new meaning of osis perech ba'avir. So Rabbi say, maybe we misunderstood what Gufa Mammon means. At first, we thought Gufa Mammon has to be something that's physical, tangible, and now we're saying not necessarily. It doesn't have to be tangible, physical, but it has to be itself. It has to be speaking on behalf of itself, not as some kind of a representative for something else. My nafkamina, l'chora, there's a nafkamina. The Rashba was learning the Gemara Maseches Becheiros, and the Gemara says, Befeirish, that if I write an IOU to the Kohen, and I hand it to him, it's not going to work min haTorah. If I give the money, it'll work min haTorah. Right now, it's not going to work min haTorah. But I just gave him a shibud. I became mishtalbe. There's no question I own the 5 shekels. It's not a shilam to the son. I own 5 shekel. So wait a second. If I owe him 5 shekel, so why doesn't it work? So says the Rashba. Oh, you know why it doesn't work? It doesn't work because it's not called akinyan kesef. A shibud, yeah, but the kinyan kesef requires more than that. So we asked the kasha, forget about not being called a kinyan kesef. It's no good by Pidgin HaBen because of Gufa Mammon. No, that's not a chisaron Gufa Mammon. Even though it's not tangible, what's it representing? It's itself. I created a shibud. The fact that it was no tsar a shibud, 5 minutes ago, you didn't have the shibud against me. Now you have the shibud against me. I gave you a shibud. I used the shtar as a way to create the shibud, but I gave you something. So that which I gave you is itself worth something. That would have been good for Pidgin HaBen. That in itself would not have been a problem. You know why it's no good? Because it's not called kesef altogether. And once you tell me it's not called kesef, the b'meila, it's not called kesef for kedushin as well. So the Rashba had no qualms about extrapolating from Pidgin HaBen to kedushin. The Rashba thought it would be an inappropriate objection to call it a chisaron of ein gufa mammon. But that's what Ketzai says. So he says, that's the pshat of the Rashba. Rabbi, I'm going to go back to the Rashba for a second.
Just really fast. If Ruin made a loan to Shimon, and the time has passed, but Shimon hasn't paid.
Ruin lends money to Shimon. So Ruin owes Shimon $100. And Ruin hasn't paid yet.
And Ruin hasn't paid. Okay. But the time has come.
Okay.
Does that paper now have value?
No, it's an ein gufa mammon.
It's still an Engufa. Even though
it's Engufa Mammon.
Still
Engufa Mammon, right. Still, it's Kesef, but it's Engufa Mammon. So Rabbi say, we have other problems with this Rashba. The Rashba is jumping from Pidgin HaBen and saying, if it doesn't work for Pidgin HaBen, then it doesn't work for Kedushin. I'll tell you another reason why it doesn't work for Pidgin HaBen, which won't spill over to Kedushin, to throw back something we spoke about in the past. When you see the magic word Shibud, creation of Shibud, so bells have to go off in your head. Let's say a real Shibud. I borrow $1,000 from you. So I become a Shibud to you. Not only do I become a Shibud to you, what's in a certain sense even more important, my property becomes a Shibud to you. Let's say if I start selling off my property, you're going to go after it. If I borrow $1,000 from you and I don't pay, you're going to go after my what? What's the key word? Not my property, but my what? Which kind of property? My karka. You know what I'm saying? You're not going after my metaltalin. There's no shibud on metaltalin, at least in a tarmik or a din. So you're going to go after my karka. Comes the Gemara and says in Maseches Ksubis that when you have a din Torah about does a shibud exist or does a shibud not exist, you're always walking a very, very fine line of catch this one. Ein nishbarin al kvir shibud karkos. The din is that if I say I gave you two water bottles, you say you only gave me one, there's a shvur. If I say I gave you a hundred single dollar bills, and you say you gave me 50, there's a potential shvur in the Torah. But if we're having a fight whether there's a shibud nechosim and not a shibud nechosim, that's called a din Torah and karka. And guess what? Shibud equals karka, karka equals ein nishbarin al karkos. I'll tell you a secret. Not only can you not be paid your bane with the shtar, you can't be paid with the karka either. If you go up to the kohen and say, listen, I'm a little low on funds right now, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a corner of my house, you know, and then the side over there in my house, it's worth, I'll give you a foot by a foot, it's for sure worth 5 shekel. You know, hooray, chelik b'sodah shali shalcha, doesn't work. Because you're abandoning brothers and sisters, it has to be a talent, it's got to be a dove, a talent, a goof, a moment. So come other rechorim and say, you want to know why pidyon ben doesn't work? Yeah, it's a shibud. It's a gavalik shibud, and shibud is a kinyan, and shibud is kesef. Shibud's wonderful, the greatest thing under the sun, and it still doesn't work for pidyon ben because it just doesn't work because it's karka. Shibud always equals karka. You can't extrapolate from the end of kedushin. So again, the Rashba was the one who put up on this pedestal and said, if you can't be paid to your kid with a shibud, then you can't buy it. You can't be cash an issue with a shibud. And we're questioning, no, maybe a child is different because then go for mamon issue. Then we backpedal. We said, well, maybe it's different because it's karka. Comes Reb Chaim and says, I'll give you another reason why Pidyon HaBen is not a good extrapolation. Says Reb Chaim, Kishmoy Kenhu, Pidyon HaBen. Notice what's not called. Torah doesn't say, V'chol B'chor B'necha Tikneh. It says, V'chol B'necha Tifteh. You should be paid to your son. Now, between you and me, this is the biggest fake of a Pidyon under the sun. There's no real pidyon. Pidyon means I got a davar kadosh, I take a davar chol, and I move the kedusha for one. That's a pidyon. Like pidyon pet the chamor, you know. That's a funny kind of pidyon. Pidyon hekdesh, pidyon perishviyas, pidyon maschah. There are pidyonis in halacha. Pidyon ben happens not to be one of them. It's the most popular one, but it's not really correct. It's a little bit of a borrowed lashon at the Torah. It says Reb Chaim, it's true, it's a borrowed lashon, but it has to make sense in the word of lomdus. It doesn't have to make sense lamaisa. There's no real pidyon because the child doesn't have kedusha. Some had that chum, you can't play with your kid until he's 31 days old, until the pidyon ben. Also, but no, it's probably not true. You can play with the kid even if it's b'chor, then a pidyon ben, so don't worry about it. But it's a make-believe pidyon. It says Reb Chaim, if you try to be pidyon your son, pidyon means like zet tachazet, which is interesting. That's the first law. That's what the kohen says afterwards. It's almost like we do everything in a pidyon ben to highlight what it's not. First, you put on the little hatzagah about, do you want to really study a kid? The kohen says, yeah, no, maybe. So the father says, yeah, maybe not. The whole thing is not true. The rush says, you don't have an option. Then afterwards, you say, zet tachazet, tmur zechad. It's also not true. So I'm not sure. A lot of skits are going on in the pidyon ben. We're not exactly sure what's really happening. It's a bit satir. But it says Reb Chaim, no, it has to go through the vehicle of a pidyon. And therefore, pidyon means I have to find the zet tachazet. What's the zet tachazet? I'm getting my son back in return for a shibud. Shibud. I'm looking high and low for the shibud. When I paid the master sheni, I got my quarter on Rabbi Williams' wall in the back of the shul. I got my pidyon. Pidyon pet the chamor. I got my sheep here in front of my donkey. I've been paying my kid on 5 shekel. I got the silver dollars, the eagle dollars. I mean, paid them my son on a creep. Zal London, Mamash Zachi Shemir, a real bummer to see a guy. He wants to do a pigeon and bed on a shibud. Zof Kip Chaim, Kesef Yeh, or the pigeon nisht. It's not going to mice a pigeon. So just because it doesn't work for pigeon doesn't mean it's not going to work for Kedushin. So at the end of the day, we have this glaring Rashba. The Rashba's Gevalt Yechidish, the Rashba says, that the shtar in question is. The shtar the Gemara is pilgrim about is the guy writes an IOU to the Gizbar. Rashba, it can't be. Because at the end of the day, that ayin was not going to work for Kedushin anyway, like it doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen. So we questioned the Rashba, three Nekudas. Maybe Pidyon HaBen is different because it's required Gufama. Maybe Pidyon HaBen is different because it can't be Kak. Maybe Pidyon HaBen is different because it needs a Maisa Pidyon. But over three, the Rashba deflected all three of those. The Chuyim, he says, oh, it's a good Raya. So what does the Gemara mean? So Taka, what is the Shtar? So the Rashba finishes off the piece and he says, Mishum Hachin, you're a Lila Farish, the very end of the piece. Mal Shtar, Shkain, Pedro, Hekdesh, Imkasa Bishtar, Hekdesh, Zepodli, and Epodli. Not that he writes an ayu to the Gizbar. You know what he writes? He takes out a pen and paper and he writes, Hektesh zeh padoi. Shkoyach. Doesn't work. Can't be put in Hektesh. But if you would write a similar lashon, a Rebbe Kodesh asleep, that would work. So the Rashba dug up a new pshat in the Gemara to keep the parallel text that we're still not sure for the last 8 years. Why you need the parallel text? But I call upon him.
How many is your Rashba not give it to anybody?
Yeah. That's right. That's what Rashba says. That you would do a maisa.
But Kedushin at least is a Masira.
Right.
No Masira at all.
I mean, maybe it may, I don't know, maybe give it to the Gizbar, I guess, yeah, maybe you give it to the Gizbar. I mean, Hector's there, Padoy, and give it to, I guess you give it to the Gizbar. You have to be the Masira Sashtar, otherwise it's not going to be
Hector's without the
Maisa. What? Who would you give to Maisa Shani? Yeah, you're right, Mr. Maisa Shani, I don't know. To give the, write the count of Maisa, so you have to write, I'm not sure who would write to exactly. So it's again, this whole Rashba is an Olam Basal Yayinim in the world of the Havamin and the Gemara. It doesn't even last. But the Rashba says it's critical because whatever it meant there is what it means here. And the Rashba of the Chadash didn't do Raisa. His Raya is from Mashkin, his Raya is from Binyan Ben. And again, many, many disagree. Rabbi said there's an underlying question in this entire sugya. And we have to stop it now, but we'll leave it hanging for, I don't know when we'll have a shiur next week. I can think we won't have it 2 weeks from now. We won't have it 3 weeks from now. So it's either next week or 4 weeks from now, depending on what we decide. But just a little food for thought over the next month or so. The Gemara is trying to bring rayas. Which method is a stronger method of kinyan? That's the whole goal. Put it up on a pedestal. Is kesef better? Is shtar better? Yeah, maybe no. Kesef has this angle and shtar has that angle. So one of the proofs that kesef is a greater kinyan than shtar is the fact that kesef can be paid there. Hekdesh ma'aseh sheni. What does it do with kinyan? The fact that kesef has a quality, has a characteristic of a mitzvah. When anybody say, no, malik kesef, you can fulfill matzah shekel with. Malik kesef means that in the realm, in the world of kinyanim, it's important. So the chora, just from the simple pshat of this Gemara, the simple basic pshat of this Gemara, what does the Gemara seem to be telling us in between the lines? That Pidyon Hekdesh and Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, because we're saying the same breath, are related, they're subcategories of those of kinyanim. It's not coincidental that the way you play the Hekdesh, you play the Ma'aseh Sheni is with Kesef. There's rhyme and reason to it. It makes a lot of sense. The same way that you buy property with Kesef, you pay the Ma'aseh Sheni and Hekdesh with Kesef. Hold off a little bit until we try to figure out what is the significance of the seeming deal, the seeming mishmos. So next time, we'll try to pick up from this point.